You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. You might have heard that this Saturday is the Letterkenny Motor Show. In Donegal, most people do need to drive to get from A to B, which isn't ideal in terms of emissions and air pollution. Electric vehicles, however, are becoming more and more popular and will be featured on the day. I spoke to two of the dealers that will be in attendance. John Dillon from Manor Motors told me a bit more about what we can expect on the day.
This Saturday, the 14th of October, we're holding the inaugural Letterkenny Motor Show in the lower main street of Letterkenny, where we're presenting from 11 motor dealers locally, 20 international brands. And it's a family fun event for the day. With government legislation changing now, and the cutoff line is 2030, all manufacturers now have to, and across Europe, have to adhere to the new guidelines. So on Saturday, we'll be presenting a range of our product that we'll have there as electrified, as well as other manufacturers that are, or other dealerships that are there.
Well, the numbers don't lie. EVs are on the rise in Donegal. John told me about the change in the trends from this year's sales alone.
Electrification vehicles are up 34% from last year on sales year to date. And diesel actually sales are actually down 25% year to date from compared to last year. Petrol car sales are up 13% from last year, and hybrid cars are only up 6%. So look, there's a huge shift towards EV in Donegal, especially and nationwide it's 46%. So we're not far behind the trend, but in respect of the diesel sales going down 25%, it's only down nationwide 9%. So we're big change in Donegal compared to nationwide what we're doing with our diesel cars. So we are changing. We're changing our habits. We're changing our buying habits. The consumer's proven that EV is going to be the future, and the way their buying pattern is showing that they're accepting it. It's a step forward and where we're going in the future with that as well.
Changing a car can be an adjustment in itself, and I wanted to know, what was the difference when you made that change?
It's a lot smoother to drive. There's no vibration, no noise from the engine or anything like that. It's a lot calmer drive, to be honest with you, than your normal vehicle. That's the first thing you'll notice. It's a lot different to drive.
Marion Brown is a sales executive with the Conley Motor Group, who are also going to be in attendance on Saturday. She says the automatic drive on electric cars is something her customers have loved.
The power in the cars are fantastic as well. There's no gear, so there's instant acceleration there. So, that's something that customers actually love.
A common put-off of moving to electric vehicles is the range anxiety. Marion told me how it really does just depend on the battery that's in the car.
Nowadays, the batteries in the car are a lot bigger batteries than what they were previously. So, our cars range from an E up there that has a 32 kilowatt battery to an ID3 that has a 58 kilowatt, right up into the ID4 that has a 77 kilowatt battery that offers a range up to 520 kilometres. So there's loads of range there within the cars that we have nowadays. So comparing a small battery car to a large battery car, you're not comparing like for like there. So that should help with a lot of range anxiety that a lot of people and that would have once they come in and they sit down with us and they understand what the cars have to offer. And it's so much more in than actual just about range, so comfort, the road holding of the car, the safety, and then the economy that it actually offers the customer as well. So we have reduced tax, 120 euro a year in tax, as opposed to maybe 190, 290. You only service an electric car every 2 years or 30,000 kilometres, so more saving there to the customer as well.
There's many savings there that people can make by going electric.
Oh, absolutely. It's just in terms of the economy of the car itself. So you take an ID4 there, an ID5 with a 77 kilowatt battery. If you multiply that out by whatever rate of electricity is in your house, and most people that buy electric car will all go on the nighttime plan, which can give them anything from 17 to 20 cents per kilowatt. So if you multiply, once the car is charged, you never go down completely empty. Mm-hmm. If you have her there, say, even if you had to put 70 kilowatts into her, you just multiply the 70 by the 17 cents. So you're getting a full for maybe 11, 12 euro for, up to anything between 450, 500 kilometres. So huge difference in pulling into the pumps.
For those going to the roadshow and those who will be about Letterkenny, there are some road closures. John was filling me in on that.
The Lower Main Street's officially closed from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday the 14th. Look, we're asking people just be aware of the event the next morning, so not to park their vehicles and leave them there on a long-term basis from the night before. Look, it's going to be a great event. We're looking so much forward to it, and we hope everybody has a fantastic time, and we're looking for huge support from everybody and locally and all, and a fire as well.
In my opinion, a car is like a pair of shoes or a pair of jeans. It needs to meet your fit and what you need from it. The motor show is a really good opportunity to talk to all of the dealers there and see what will work for you. If you're really keen, you can actually book a test drive now on www.letterkennymotorshow.ie. It's a day out for the family as well. There's face painting, there's dance, music and a magician. And there is also the fabulous Battle of the Schools colouring competition. So, school students from first class to sixth class can design the car of the future. We're always harping on saying we want to leave the planet a better place for our children. So maybe this way we can actually just take a leaf out of their book and see what they have to say on the matter. You can enter on the day, be there for 3 o'clock, or you can also download the PDF, which is on our website, highlandradio.com, and bring the entry with you. Our tip sheet, a playback of this episode and our other episodes will also be available there, and you can also get them on ours2protect.ie. That's all from me for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you again next Tuesday.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.